Welcome to the podcast. I'm Sharon from Listen to This with Cliff and Sharon, and we want to share some great stories with you.
That's right. They could be funny, they could be emotional, they could be touching, they could be absolutely crazy. All of them, great stories that we're happy to share with you right now.
The following program contains language and situations which may be offensive to some people. Everything, however, was taken directly off the air.
It's go time.
Listen to this.
With Cliff and Sharon.
Now or never, here it comes.
You know, it's hard to ignore the fact that whether you're just reading the news or you have kids in college, the kids around the country are on high alert for anybody, you know, really invading their what we call a safe space in college. But the angst is causing some people on these college campuses to see things that aren't really there, right?
Oh, my. And we're not talking about, you know, pink elephants and things, but some kids at Indiana University started posting on social media because they thought there was a KKK member on their campus. As one girl tweeted, quote, IU students, be careful. There's someone walking around in KKK gear with a whip. Well, little girl, college student, it wasn't actually a KKK guy with a whip. The guy was wearing a long white robe because he's a priest.
Yeah.
And the whip was the rope tied around his waist with a rosary attached.
I don't know what party she just came from.
Oh, but I know, right? So a resident advisor at Indiana, at the university, sent out a mass email warning people because there was a Klan member on campus, and says he's glad people posted about the threat, even if it wasn't true. He said, if it was, in fact, a weapon and a threat, it's a good thing to warn a friend.
Sure.
However, and that is true. However, what I've learned from this is to take anything with a grain of salt. In the future, I'll wait for confirmation.
I think some of the kids actually need to maybe go to church.
Oh, once right? Yeah, see what a priest looks like, right? Obviously, none of them are doing religious studies.
Listen to this with Cliff and Sharon.
Now, pay close attention.
You know, they say that the seed of heroism grows within every human being, but it usually takes a while to flower. And I'll tell you something.
Well,
I think kids.
That's poetic, isn't it? That's poetic. Did you make that up or did you read that somewhere?
No, I read it somewhere.
Yeah,
I could pull
you.
It off. We know some kids who might prove that statement wrong, though. And when danger strikes, children, let's face it, have proven that they have what it takes to save lives, even if it means putting themselves in danger in some cases. And this is a story that I think will illustrate the bravery and knowledge of a child which saved a life, right?
Oh, my God. This happened in Dallas, and there was a chick named Misty, and she was sick recently, and her fever was so high that she actually passed out, which I didn't even know was possible. But she thinks she had the flu, and the last thing she really remembers is looking at a thermometer, which said her temperature was 105. And then she, well, what's it meant to be, your temperature?
98.
Oh, okay. You got kids. You know that stuff. I don't really even know. But it's 105, so that's pretty high, right?
Yeah, you're really high.
So then she blacked out, and Misty's husband happens to be a doctor, but he was at work at the time. Luckily, though, their four-year-old son, Camden, was at home with her and realized mummy was in bad shape and ended up saving her life. Check this out. He grabbed her phone, managed to unlock it, went to her favorites list, saw his dad's photo at the top, and pressed it to call him. And then doctors at the ER managed to get her fever down. She got taken off to the hospital, and they think she might have had a seizure. But because she got there quickly enough, got medical treatment quick enough, she's expected to make a full recovery. Years old.
The seed of heroism grows within every human being, but it takes a while to flower.
Say it with like you're an ancient Chinese man or something. Like say it like Confucius, because I think it might even sound better. Say it like that.
Seed of heroism grows with every human being, but it takes a while to flower. Is that better? It's more believable when I do it like that? Yeah, yeah.
Listen.
Listen.
Listen to this.
With Cliff and Sharon.
Do you know anybody that has purchased an old police car?
Yes.
I've got a guy on my street that has one, and he still has like the outside dome light on it that I swear to God, if it had lights on the top, it would still look like an actual police car.
My mom and her husband bought one years ago in Australia, and it didn't come with any, like all of that, or the light bar and everything was stripped off of it. It was a white whatever it was. And I tell you what, though, it could go like the clackers.
Go like the what?
The clackers.
The clackers?
Actually, I'm not sure if the correct saying is clackers or clappers, but anyway, it went really, really fast. What? Stop looking at me like that.
I just want to get the reference right. Are you talking clap on, clap off?
No, or clack. Clacker.
Clack. Oh, the clackers. Those balls you used to swing with a string?
Oh, is that what they're called?
Clackers, yeah.
I'm not talking about balls at all. We're talking about cop cars. Try and keep your mind on the subject, sir, if you would. But anyway, yeah. Did you just snort? Oh, my God, we've got to snort.
I don't know. I think we need subtitles sometimes.
I think we need to just move on and ask Siri what she thinks about this. Siri, what do you think about people who drive used cop cars?
I can't stand it when people buy used cop cars and drive them on the roads. It should be against the law. There is nothing more enraging than driving in a panic, 10 miles per hour under the speed limit because you think that there is a cop behind you on the freeway for 25 minutes, but then when the car passes you, you see some idiot drive by you in what used to be a cop car. Nobody should be forced to have those anxiety attacks for no reason while on the roads. Driving and avoiding getting pulled over by the police is hard enough without adding imposter cars into the mix.
Yeah, I think I agree with that.
Listen to this. With Cliff and Sharon, all these stories are true, even the names haven't been changed.
Listen, if you're dopey enough to cheat on your partner, you got to take what you've got coming, and you probably, you know, if for whatever reason that person is a little bit crazy, then you've got to see something like this coming.
Oh God, there's a woman in Melbourne, Florida. Thankfully, when I first saw this, I saw Melbourne. I thought, oh no, not my hometown, Melbourne, Florida, though. So I'm off the hook. Got into a bit of an argument with her husband because he was cheating on her, and he sat down on the couch while she yelled at him. He was kind of taking it. He thought, I've probably got this coming. I've deserved it. So he just sat there and he was taking it, let her just rant and rave over me. But then it got a little crazy because she pulled out her gun and shot him in the knee.
Jeez.
Apparently he wasn't paying enough attention and he was not sorry enough. Here's why the whole thing. The bullet went into his knee, traveled up his leg and got lodged in one of his testes.
Oh.
And as far as we know, the jolly thing is still there. Right? This is like the magic bullet that killed JFK. Right? I mean, how does it go in the knee, up the leg, right? And then, boom, into the testes.
Into the grassy knoll.
Into the grassy knoll. That's it. That's perfect. Oh, my God.
Listen to this. With Cliff and Sharon. For more, like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
One. You know, it's cruel when somebody is medicated to play a joke, but boy, is it funny. Especially when it's done as creatively as this.
Oh.
This is unbelievable, right?
Oh, this is great. Lots of times you see videos online of people who are coming out of anesthetic after getting wisdom teeth out, and
yes,
they just say random funny things. This took it to a whole new level. There was a girl, an 18-year-old girl in Virginia, had her wisdom teeth removed last week and made the mistake of letting her two older brothers take her home. So they had set up in advance this crazy prank to make her believe that a zombie apocalypse had broken out while she was in surgery. And it started with a fake EAS radio report, like an emergency services report at about a virus outbreak. And then they made her believe that they had to leave home and go to Mexico. And we've posted the video on our Facebook page. It is absolutely hilarious. Mum was in on this as well. They had mum involved, which kind of added to the credibility of it. But here is some of the audio of this. And she sounds a bit fuzzy because, remember, she's come out of surgery. She's gotten all this cotton in her mouth. Check this out.
The Center for Disease Control in Washington, D.C. has issued a viral outbreak warning. State and local officials have reported cases of high fever, nausea, death, and even cannibalism. Stay in place until further notice.
Okay, I'm pulling the driver right now.
What is that? The U.S. Marines! I can't get it started going now!
Is this zombies?
Yeah, it's literally all over the news. You're gonna need to defend yourself. I can't be with you the whole time, okay?
How am I supposed to defend myself?
Listen, we can only take one pet. Which pet? The cat or the dog?
The cat, you idiot!
Okay.
No!
What do we do with the dog?
He's the worst! He's already dying! Just leave him!
Okay,
I'll get the cat.
Millicent, we can only take Funfetti or chocolate cake. Which one do we take?
Funfetti!
Do you want Funfetti or chocolate? Should we go to Costco first?
No, it's gonna be a bloodbath in there.
Wilson, what about Mexico?
Why do I have to be on inside this?
Oh, my God.
Oh, the video is hilarious. I love these brothers. This is the best prank I think I've seen in a while. It was so well executed, and she is just adorable.
Listen to this.
With Cliff and Sharon. Subscribe to the podcast on Audioboom, Stitcher, SoundCloud, Pocket Cast, and iTunes. This has been a Bytes.com production.